I'm Charlie Mathers and I'm Student Pride's press officer, and today I am joined by two of my lovely friends and we're going to talk about bisexual erasure. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Pawama.
Hi, I'm Jay.
At the minute, because I'm one of the only two people that's bisexual on the Student Pride Committee, I've been doing a huge push on everyone talking about bisexuality, bisexual erasure, biphobia, and all that kind of thing. And yeah, and you both identify as bisexual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we'll start kind of with talking about what bisexuality is and what it kind of means to us. I've always seen it as being attracted to two genders, and for me that's female and male. Would you guys say the same?
Yeah, I think mainly when people say bisexual they mean female and male, but I guess it could apply to any two genders really.
Mm. I'd say it's difficult because generally people see it as straight, it's you're attracted to men and women, like both genders, but sometimes people kind of mix it up with pan a little bit, because as Pawama said, with two different genders, you know, you could be attracted to like men and then non-binary as well. I suppose it just depends.
So, kind of following on from that, we're going to go to the very stereotypical conversation that people have coming out. And I don't know, I'll start with mine. Mine was over like just under 10 years that it took for me to like properly come out. It started when I was about 13 or 14 and I had a friend who was bisexual. And then I was talking to her about it, and like we were looking at a photo shoot that one of her friends had done, and I was like, oh, like this is quite attractive, isn't it? And then it like played on my mind for a few weeks, and then I kind of went, yeah, okay, I'm bisexual. And then over the next few years I came out to like more and more friends, and then I didn't actually come out to my family, like close family, properly until I was 18.
I think the concept of coming out is so funny because people think it's this one moment where like you just tell people and then you never say it again, but you never really stop. You never stop coming out. You're always going to meet someone else and be like, the conversation is just going to come up. And
yeah.
You always, and that's a little bit annoying because straight people never have to come out. Mm. Like it's just assumed, but you always, it's never ends. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about your coming out then, Pawama?
Okay. I was thinking about this. I never had like, because there is probably one moment where it's like your proper one where you, like you said, like you told your family kind of all together. I felt like I never needed to, because maybe a little bit of bi erasure played into that, because I thought, I was like, people don't see this as important enough. There's no reason. Like, I always just thought only the people that were like gay or lesbian or like something, I always just thought it wasn't important enough, and maybe that's not true, and I don't know, maybe I should, but I just never gave it much thought. And I know my family wouldn't have any problems with it. I fortunately come from a very, you know, liberal household.
Yeah.
But yeah,
maybe this is your coming out
maybe
moment.
Maybe this is it.
Do you want to make your like big statement now, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between?
Yeah, I know. I mean, to people my age, it's much easier because you know it's going to be like, all right, sweet, what do you want to eat? Like, is
What about you, Jay?
I'd say it wasn't over such a long period of time as, say, yours was, but I think I must have been about 15 when I started realizing there was this one guy in school, and I sort of just knew that that was, like, I was attracted to him. That was where it kind of started.
Mm.
And I suppose sort of like through, from, yeah, say about 15 to 18, that's just when I started realising, and it sort of like kept coming on in waves, and I'd kind of like try and hold it back. I think, like, following on from what Palama said, the whole like bi erasure thing, I thought like people would just brush it off as a phase or something like that,
yeah,
and then people would sort of make it feel insignificant compared to when they would come out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I left it a while, and I think when I was 18, I started telling my friends. I told my best friends, and the funny thing is, like, following on also from what Palama said, they were just like, cool, like, that's that, like, what do you want to eat, you know, like, they, it wasn't something they considered a big deal. And I think it's partly to do with my friends have liberal attitude, but also I think just people in our generation, like, a majority are quite accepting,
yeah,
at least I think. Telling my parents, that was a bit different, because I kind of come from slightly more conservative household.
Okay.
My dad was actually really, really supportive over it. He was just like, my friend's really fine with it. But I think telling my parent, like, my mum and my stepdad, was a bit more of a big deal, because they're both Muslim.
Okay.
So, you know, their religion isn't exactly that open to it. But I think it's good, because my mum's a convert and my stepdad's quite westernised. So they were just like really fine with it, and I think it was such a build-up, because you think, like, telling people that are religious, they're gonna go mad, but they were really fine with it. I mean, my stepdad was a little bit hesitant at first, but they sort of just grew to it, and it's not something that's really spoken about often, but they've never said anything or criticized anything. I broke my bones playing games with you. But it starts to hurt. What have I been doing wrong? Tell me what it is you want. Tell me what it is you want. Tell me what it is you. Oh, I think that if it had been enough for you, would I be better? Would I be good? And no, don't you like if you stay the night? You tell me, don't think you should. You do it, boy.
Have you had any moments since, like, have you had any experiences of bisexual erasure apart from your coming out?
I'm not friends with these people anymore, but you see it a lot in, like, guys, I want to say, if I can explain this, you see a lot in straight men that aren't comfortable in their sexuality, the guys who overcompensate, and they'll be like, they'll use it as a thing that's like, if girls are bi, it's for their enjoyment.
Yeah.
And it's not real at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it's only real when they want to profit from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was, I had a couple friends like that, and that was, like, really uncomfortable all the time. Because they'd be fine to talk about it when they wanted to, and when they wanted to know more about it, just so they could get off on it, basically. But they didn't want to talk about it when I was like, there's this girl that's quite cute and I like her, like, that then it was like, oh, but I thought you dated a guy last month. And it was like, yeah, I did, but that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I had a guy who I'm still friends with now, and thankfully he's kind of a lot more understanding now, but when we were first, like, just new friends, I told him I was bi, and he turned around and was like, oh my god, that makes you so much more attractive.
That's so cringy. I hate
the sound that both of you made then sums up perfectly, like, how I kind of reacted. What about you, Jay? Any examples of bisexuality erasure?
I suppose, like, I've had friends in the past and people at school and, say, like, college who weren't particularly understanding. So when I'd tell them, they'd just be like, but you're always dating girls, like...
Yeah.
And they'd try and brush it off that I was just like... So when I was single, I'd just get with guys. And, like, to a degree, I suppose that's not entirely untrue. But, I mean, just because you don't get in a relationship with a guy doesn't mean that makes it any different, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of the time you get this where people think just because you... have just because you have constant relationships with girls and you've never had a relationship with a guy, that it just kind of means that you don't find men as attractive. I think, which is kind of just weird.
I feel like there needs to be more specific, like, bisexual activists.
Absolutely.
Like, you've got the LGBT activists, but it always kind of tends to sway towards being gay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which is why I'm always like, yes, I'm a bisexual activist. Like, I love, like, LGBT and that, but I feel like the cause that's at my heart and the thing that I can put the most effort into is... being loud and proud about being bisexual.